Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All the things that I've got.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, we're going to put 2 minutes on the clock, and you'll know what everyone's talking about. I'm just going to scroll through some trending stories here. And Hannah, you either tell me after hearing the headline that if you need details or not, you just tell me keep it moving or tell me more.
Okay.
The weird... What are you, Cardi B?
Stop! I was going on a ledge doing that, okay?
Yeah, you were trying to be cool.
Stop!
Everyone take a second and just realize that Hannah was really cool. You are so cool.
Thank you.
Headline reads, radio DJ is so cool, she uses...
Yes, let me hear all about that. That sounds right. Like a great story.
The weirdest things that people say on the radio. No, the weirdest things left by Uber passengers last year.
Oh, what are they?
Uber's 8th annual loss and found index has just come out revealing the most surprising and most common items left in an Uber. A lot of the common items you'd expect, like phone charger,
underwear.
Believe it or not, riders last year forgot their hair toupees, a live turtle, a tub of surgical implants,
what?
And a paternity test.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Okay, those implants might be expensive. If I was an Uber driver, I'd like sell those. Hey, you know, under the table or something.
Who wants some used implants? There's an eBay for everything. Dirty headphone danger.
Ew, I don't want to hear about it. That's sickening. Everybody use a Q-tip and dig in your AirPods when you get home today.
And the headphones you wear every single day, like right now. Mm. How bad they are, you'll never know.
I don't want to know.
Starbucks gets spicy.
You know, no. I've been leaning towards Dunkin' more. And Starbucks gave me a dome lid, and I was so upset about it, and no one on the show cared.
She's like, wow. Starbucks gave me a dome lid. We're like, cool. Like, what does that mean? She's like, that's what they give to people they're worried about. I'm like, well, that makes sense. World's largest elevator can carry how many people?
How many?
235 people.
Whoa.
In one elevator. The world's largest elevator is in India. It carries 235 people. It's 26 square meters. It's a glass viewing experience with two sofas inside.
Hey, imagine getting stuck.
Wow. That's what everyone's saying. Yeah. Like, being stuck in an elevator sucks. Being stuck in an elevator with 235 people is a whole different level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But most times you go to the elevator, it doesn't need 235 people. You didn't even just get space. You got like stuck in a little apartment, I guess.
Yeah.
And he's like,
that doesn't really sound bad.
You get like a sofa and everything.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving. Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to get the clock running on these trending stories. What I'm going to do is I'm going to scroll through the internet right now, take a look at stuff that people are talking about, and then, Hannah, you tell me what people need to hear details on. Either keep it moving, scroll past it, or, ooh, tell me some more details about that.
Okay.
Like a woman brings a corpse to the bank to co-sign a loan.
No, I'm scared. Keep it moving.
What? This is the craziest. I can't believe you passed on this.
I mean, it's just sickening. I don't want to hear that.
Wow.
She passed because somebody in that story passed.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
National High Five Day. Here's the trick to never screw up a high five.
I really need that advice because you know every time I swing, I miss.
Oh my God, I thought everyone knew this.
Look at the elbow.
Look at the elbow. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Huh. You don't look at someone's hand. When you do a high five, you look at their elbow and you get a perfect high five every time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, give someone a high five today.
I still don't think that'll work for me. I'm so uncoordinated.
We'll practice afterwards. Maybe we'll put it on our Insta story. A restaurant will give you a free bottle of wine if you...
We need all the free things we can get. Tell us how.
Give up your phone. It's a restaurant in Italy.
Oh.
They said, hey, It's all like based off of your own, like it's not mandatory at all. Not one of those things like you come into our restaurant, you have to. But if they say there's no strings attached, you put your phone in like a bucket to the side, we'll give you a bottle of wine to sit there and enjoy your meal with your significant other.
Wow, that sounds like they have...
On my girls' trips, we always do no phone dinners.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Does Hannah know this? Because you
are
guys are going on a girls' trip.
In Colorado?
No.
After you don't wait for me. And
how many CEOs are thinking of shifting away from the five-day work week?
How many? Let's see if this is a trend and it's going to happen to us.
30%.
Whoa!
Yes, a new poll.
That's
said
a lot higher than I thought.
Yeah, 30% of CEOs said they're seriously considering a four-day work week or at least a four-and-a-half-day work week. They said that, look, they've studied this over and over again. And it's crazy because there's been so many studies that 10-hour work days, 4 days a week, productivity increases, employment happiness increases, having three-day weekends, just work longer hours.
Odyssey CEOs, if you're listening, hi.
Yeah, we ain't coming to work tomorrow, guys. Sorry.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, so every single day, week on the show, the girls come in and they surprise the boys with something. And they said they're going to teach us a lesson about sliding in the DMs, whatever that means, in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis.
Oh, not another